Friends, there are some Sundays on which I decide to stay very close to my text, simply because I want to reflect on the violence, the killing, the bomb blasts in Boston, and I want to offer a reflection on that. So I want to say things very sensitively, and I would like to offer a reflection that's that I wrote very carefully, so I'd rather stick to this text. The events related to the gruesome bomb blasts at the Boston Marathon have just wound up. But the horror, the painful memories, and the grief of those that were killed and injured will remain etched in the minds of the people of this nation for a very long time. No motive can justify the killing and harming of innocent people. To know that one of the three people killed in the bomb blast was 8-year-old Martin Richard, and then to see him with a poster that said, "No more hurting people, peace." This is truly heart-wrenching. Little Martin had come to see his mother finish the marathon. There is no appropriate way to describe the tragedy of this event. Over the past few months, our nation has seen more blood, more sadness, and more tears than we ever want to see. Whereas the media was very helpful in identifying the suspects and their ultimate capture, the media also put all of us on the crime scene. We saw events as if we were present at the crime scene. Being able to view these events makes us feel personally involved. Last week, when I was closely watching the events unfold on television, I was also going through the scripture readings in order to prepare this homily. The scene on the television made my heart and my mind to be gripped by the very last sentence of today's second reading, where John from the book of Revelation says, "And God will wipe every tear from their eyes." So really, there were two visions that were simultaneously playing out before me. The one on the television screen and the other in scripture. It seemed to me that the grief of this tragedy was so intense that only God's healing touch could wipe away the tears. Perhaps that is why President Obama and the entire nation gathered at Holy Cross Cathedral in Boston for an interfaith prayer service. Often enough, we are sensible to look at the tragedy that we encounter and at God, who shows us quite another vision, the vision of God wiping tears from our eyes. And often enough, we know that someday we will get from where we are to where we want to be. So today what I'm setting out to do is exactly that, to keep one eye on our human condition and the other eye on the vision that God has for us. And I offer three things for us to think about. Firstly, in today's gospel reading, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." The first thing to be aware when tragedies strike us is that we are not alone. We are Christians. And we belong to Christ, the Good Shepherd. Christ is with us in our darkest times. Because we know this, we face tragedies a little differently. We face tragedies standing at the foot of the cross. We are not a people that are oblivious of our origin, the reason for our existence on earth, or our destiny. We, of all people, face death and destruction, knowing that they are not the last words. As an Easter people, we face all that humanity has to offer with faith in the resurrection. The hope of the resurrection is the last word. So we keep one eye on the tragedy of the human condition, and we keep the other eye on God, who leads us from death to life, from sin to sanctity, from despair to hope. We face tragedies as a people of faith. We face life with the Good Shepherd. Secondly, our faith in the Good Shepherd goes beyond the awareness of our identity as Christians. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, says to us today, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me." In the context of the tragedy at Boston, this means that we respond to these gruesome events, or the tragedies, or this gruesome event in the way Christ teaches us to. We realize the God we worship was himself the victim of senseless violence and prejudice. And so it is now that we must hear the shepherd's voice. It is now that we must follow the Good Shepherd. And for me, that means many things. It means that I do not allow my anger to turn into hate. It means that my desire for justice does not turn into revenge. It means that we do not find relief in triumphalism, but rather administer justice with humility. It means that I do not become prejudiced, bigoted, or xenophobic. It means that I still believe in love. It means that I find the faith and the strength to bless those who curse us and even pray for those who mistreat us. This is what my Good Shepherd did in the midst of tragedy. I must hear his voice and follow him in the midst of this tragedy as well. Thirdly, it is when tragedies such as the bombings at Boston happen that perhaps we become aware of the tragedies all over the world. Hundreds of women like Christy Campbell die every day in bombings in Iraq, in Syria, in Afghanistan. Hundreds of peace-loving children like Martin Richard have been killed in senseless violence all over the world. Sometimes because of terrorism, sometimes because of gun violence, sometimes because of drone attacks, sometimes because of sexual violence, and sometimes because of pure selfishness, women, children, and men continue to die all over the world. For me, the senseless death of Martin Richard is as tragic as the death of a child killed in the bombings in Afghanistan or a child raped and killed in India. I guess what I'm trying to say is that the tragedy closer to home should make us sensitive to all kinds of violence all over the world. As followers of the Good Shepherd, we must pray and work for peace even more strongly. Not just for our nation, but everywhere where innocent people are killed. As followers of the Good Shepherd, we must oppose policies that begets more violence and stand with Christ, who wipes away every tear from our eyes. when it comes to violence. We must act not just as Americans, but world citizens, and most significantly, as Christians. I suggest that we, as we offer this Mass, that we remember those killed in Boston very specially. I've entitled this homily, "No More Hurting People, Peace," the words of Richard Martin. May that call be very deep in our hearts today, but also recognize that that can only be fulfilled if we follow Jesus, the Good Shepherd. May this Eucharist lead us to peace. Amen.